If you were to ask me right now how things are going for me, one and three-eighths days into my teaching career at Emmanuel, if you were to ask me if I've got everything ready, if I'm keeping track of everything, if I'm relaxed and confident in my preparation and my class outlines, if you were to ask me those sorts of things, here's one way I might answer. Ugh. Would I even have to say more than that? You understand pretty well what I just said, don't you? I don't know how to put it all into words, really. I don't know exactly how to say it. But I think captures almost perfectly the emotions and the feelings that I am experiencing right now. I'm following in the footsteps of a professor who had 33 years of experience. Only 7 weeks ago, I was still carrying out the full-time ministry in Michigan with preaching and visiting members and answering the phone and responding to matters of soul care. I was leading call meetings and arranging for our new pastor when the call was accepted. And now suddenly here I am in front of all of you. And everything is different for me than it once was. I don't know how to put it all into words. All I seem to be able to get out sometimes is, ugh. But you know what? Sometimes a sigh really does say it all. How are things going for you? 1 3/8 days into your new school year. Do you feel great? Do you feel excited? Do you feel glad to be back at school with your friends? Or do you feel nervous about being in a new environment and out of place? Learning new rules and trying to figure out how you fit into this place. Are any of you a little homesick even already? If I ask you how you were doing so far, would you be able to put all your feelings into words? Or would you look at me and go, ah. And maybe that one sigh would say it all. Maybe that would tell me everything that you wanted me to know without any words at all. Sometimes we get frustrated, maybe even frustrated or upset with God, because we have so many things going on in our heads, so many questions, so many concerns, that we can't even quite put it into words for him. Instead, we let out a heavy sigh, or a grumbling sigh, or even an angry sigh against God. We growl with our teeth gritted sometimes, with sighs like that. We say, Lord, I'm just not happy with you. I'm not happy with the way you're taking care of me. I don't like the position you've put me in. I want you to work things out my way. I'm not sure about school. That kind of sighing is not good. It is sinful. And we are weak. But there is someone who helps us in our weakness. When our sighs toward God are not what they ought to be. There is another person who is also sighing, and his loud groanings are able to overshadow our own. The Apostle Paul told the Romans in chapter 8, verse 26, "The Spirit also helps us in our weakness, because we do not know what to pray for as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with inexpressible groanings." What a comfort for each of us in our frustration, in our doubt, in our anxiety, in our sadness, even when our sighs are misdirected and do not express what they should toward God. The Holy Spirit Himself adds His own sighs, and His sighs are louder than those that we utter in our weakness, so that our Father in heaven above hears all the groanings of the Spirit. And if we can say something with a sigh to one another, imagine what the Spirit of God can communicate to the Father in heaven. The Spirit with His groaning, He says, "Father, forgive these people. Father, cleanse them from their sins. Father, remember that Your Son Jesus died for them, and they are Yours. Father, listen to their cries, even though those cries are imperfect. Father, do for them what is best. Father, help them in this new school year." And the Father understands the Spirit's groanings perfectly, understands those divine sighs, and listens and responds. Thanks be to God. We sing of this work of the Holy Spirit in hymn 226, verses 5 through 7. 226, 5 to 7.